Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. It's just you and me. I've got some things I want to talk about. I want to talk about storytelling. I want to talk about the power of storytelling and how it can help you grow your small business. So here's my best shot at Latin. Cogito ergo sum. You know what that means? Cogito ergo sum. Well, those are the words of French philosopher René Descartes, who proposed this idea, cogito ergo sum. I like saying it. I'm going to say it again. In 1637, way back 400 years ago, he said those words, which translates in English to, I think, therefore I am. I think, therefore I am. You probably heard that before. So he was one of the great philosophers of modern history, and he was right. But and clearly, certainly, the power of abstract thought is what separates you and me from all the other animals, right? Well, in the meantime, anthropologists now believe that people like that you and I, Homo sapiens, that we succeeded, our species succeeded, unlike other members of the genus Homo, Neanderthals and Cro-Magnons, for example, because our brains had a greater capacity for speech and language. We survived, Homo sapiens survived, because we could speak better and more effectively than the other species of this genus Homo. So today, I believe that if Descartes were considering all that information, he might modify his philosophy to, I think, and I speak, therefore I am. In Wealth of Nations, one of the references I make all the time here on the show, Adam Smith, 1776, Adam Smith proposed that the written word was one of the three great human inventions. But long before humans were writing, we were telling stories. And these stories, told, memorized, and retold over millennia, became the headwaters of human development. We humans love to tell stories almost as much as we love to listen to them. Another thing that's older than writing is the marketplace. Long before Madison Avenue ad copy, merchants were verbalizing the value and the benefits of their wares. Surely, early business storytelling was the origin of modern selling skills. In 1965, Intel's co-founder Gordon Moore made an observation that has become Moore's Law. You've heard me talk about it on the show before. Moore's Law: computer processing power doubles every 2 years. He said that 40 years ago. Almost 50 years ago. Computer processing power doubles every 2 years, and it has been. His law, that's the reason it's become a law, because it's the truth. But in his 1982 Watershed book, Megatrends, our Brain Trust member, futurist John Nesbitt, posed this paradoxical prophecy. Nesbitt said, the more high tech we have and we create and adopt, the more high touch we will want. So what does all this mean? The ability to speak, the concept of storytelling, the technology, and yet humans are going to want more high tech, even though we have more high tech. What does all this mean? Well, it means that in a rapidly compounding in a time of rapidly compounding computer technology generations, the most successful businesses will consistently deliver high touch to customers with one of our oldest traits, the telling of a story. So I've come up with what I call Blasting Games 3 C's of business storytelling. The 3 C's are connect, convey, and create. Connect. Use stories to connect with prospects and convert them into customers. Convey. Use stories to convey your expertise, relevance, humanity, and values to your prospects and customers. And create. Use stories to create customer memories that compel them to come back. Think about that, folks. You want to connect with these people. You can use stories to connect with them. You can use stories to convey yourself and what they want to know about you. And you can create those memories. People remember you more for a story you tell them than a product description that you tell them. Because they can get product descriptions anywhere, right? They can get that off the web. They can get that anywhere. But the story is uniquely yours, and it is what people will associate with you and remember about you. And it will make them come back, because that's the kind of thing people are looking for. Storytelling, my friends, this is going to be on the test. Write this down. Storytelling is humanity in words. And since small businesses are the face and voice of humanity in the marketplace, you small business owners, you are the face and the voice of humanity in the marketplace. You have a great advantage in the age of the customer. No market sector, none, can execute the 3 C's of business storytelling to evoke powerful human feelings more than you, small business owner. Storytelling. Learn to tell more stories. And remember, regardless of how you deliver them, whether you deliver them in person, face-to-face, or whether you send them out over an email, or you put it up on a blog, or you tweet it, or however you deliver the story, they don't have to be long. If you think about it, I told you 5 stories in the first half of our time together today. So stories can be short. In fact, I would try to make them short. But the main thing, folks, is tell your customers and your prospect stories. It's just about the only thing that you can do that's unique these days. And remember, the holy grail of storytelling is when someone else tells your story to another person. How about that? That's what you're looking for. That's called earned media. Quick break, 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.